Ready. Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome to the newest episode of Down for the Count. And today I have the OGs, Alexis and Tiff. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And then we also have our brother from We Love Wrestling, Trey D. You want to say hi to the people?
What's happening with you?
Okay. We's all here and we about to talk about, guess what? Wrestling. Everybody's shocked about that.
Yeah.
So first we're gonna mention okay, Sol Ruka and Lola Vice. Anyways, we're gonna mention Becky's book. She is officially a New York Times bestseller. She will not let us forget that she has this book going on, Sans Mania. I'm gonna get everyone's thoughts. Has anyone read it? I keep forgetting to like order it.
I have it on Audible, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because she narrates it. So I was gonna listen to it on my Audible. I'll do that sometime next month when I get the memberships up on my YouTube and we'll go over it like every five chapters. I'll do it that way.
Got it for free on Spotify. Ooh, this is what I'm going to be listening to for my mornings, getting ready for work. Love that.
Spotify?
Yeah, if you got a subscription to Spotify, they have audiobooks over there as well. So,
Not all of them are free though, so I'm surprised this is included. I listened to Julia Fox's book on Spotify.
yeah, Spotify trying to shut Amazon down with that Audible,
Period.
okay? They're trying to shut it down.
What, at this point, just from someone who's had to deal with a lot of Amazon's bullshit with this whole degree I'm getting, someone needs to take their asses down a peg. So you know what? Let it be Spotify at this point, because no one else.
Spotify is just as they got to take over too in their genre. They're like the number one streaming service right now, and they ain't paying people a lot of money to stream their music. They make the bulk of the money, so they just as bad. There's no good company out in this world that's making billions of dollars. No company is good like that.
I mean, Google Podcast went down, which I'm still trying to figure out how the hell that happened because it's Google. But anyway, I digress. I haven't read it yet. Hopefully plan to sometime during the summer. But I heard it's really good, and she's really open about everything. Just like really congratulations to Becky, because I think she is the first WWE women's wrestler to have a New York best time selling book.
No, I think the Bella Twins had one.
As the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
My world is
I
only.
think it's honestly, and I don't even think they're the first ones.
No, I think because Trish had a book at one point.
Was it China?
China had a book. I think Lita's written like two.
Lita does have a book because I remember I had that. I had heard of the Hardy Boys book when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
Well,
don't I she's not the first, but she's one of them. She's amongst good com she's in good company, we'll put it that way.
I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep, so this is going to be interesting. But just congratulations to Becky. That's awesome. She deserves it.
There's some excerpts floating around about the book, but I'm not gonna tell y'all what I know. I want y'all to read the book because literacy is down and y'all need to read.
Y'all need to get to learning.
Not agree.
What about you, Trady?
I got no comment about the book because I haven't read it or anything.
Honest. I just want to see,
Love it, love it.
I just want to see the picture of her and Seth, like just wearing the titles, because like the reaction that.
I unfortunately seen that picture.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
I was like, I didn't
I
need to see that.
didn't need to see it either.
She could have left that in drafts, honestly. Love Becky. I didn't even see that.
I mean, she love her man and he love her. You can tell. So good for them.
It's the reactions. Because, like, you got Bianca's jaw dropped. Johnny's trying not to look. Cody's, like, trying to, like, not look. But he's, like, being respectful about it.
It's really not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's just awkward.
It's Michael's picture. They're just standing in the mirror with the titles over their body parts. That's what you see.
I showed it to my husband. And he goes, so is that why Cody went after Roman? And
I don't know, but they did take this picture, but good for them. I mean, they were having a good time. They were living their best lives, so whatever works for you.
Period. Okay, so speaking of New York Times bestseller, this is, I don't know why I'm making this sound like it's a related topic, but well, it could be. The WWE draft is coming sooner rather than later. And I also found out the reason they are doing it during this time is to kind of ride along with the NBA draft. Not the NBA draft, NFL draft. So I think that's so smart. Again, great smart marketing instead of having the draft. And also I think the timing makes sense because it's just had Mania. I think it's right after or right, but is it right after or right before Backlash? I think it's right before. So perfect. So again, it's like the start of the season. So yeah. Especially combining going off the logo, going about what they're saying. NXT is going to be will have more of a presence in this year's draft. It looks like it might be a little bit more drafty, a little bit more sports-like. So what is everybody's thoughts, or who do you think is going to go where? Who's everyone's top, like, pick to go somewhere?
Other than Carmelo Hayes being put somewhere, I'd like to see him maybe on SmackDown, because Raw's getting a little... Raw might be too heavy and SmackDown may not be enough. I just want it to be a good draft. I want it to be like smart choices, make it make sense for storylines. Not just be like picking random people. I hope they don't do that thing they did a couple years ago where it was just kind of like when they were showing it on Raw and SmackDown, it was like a lot of WTF choices. Like, why did you choose them over this person? And then, like, the big names got picked, like, off air, you know? You guys remember that?
Yeah, there was some choices that wasn't necessarily... They were interesting choices. But they ended up working out in the end, you know?
Yeah, I just... It'd be a good draft.
I think it'll be fine. I mean, I think they're gonna... I definitely think they need to shake it up. Like, they got a lot of work that they need to mix this up a little bit more so that it's spread out a little bit more. I don't know exactly where everybody's going to go, but I would move a couple people. Obviously, I would have them keep Cody on SmackDown and leave Damian on Raw if that's what they're going to do. And then... That would mean that whoever's champ, like if Bayley's still champ, she probably would stay on SmackDown. You know, the only titles I think that would actually move would be like the Intercontinental and the U.S. Championship. The tag team titles, they got them separated, but they're still marked. Like the new tag team titles that they have now, they're red. They say World Tag Team on them, but they still have that red on the titles. So I wish they would have just made the whole title gold, but it's still a pretty title. So the tag team titles can be moved as well. I mean, the draft is an interesting thing. I don't necessarily know where everybody should go. SmackDown is a field that is so... It's such a small area sometimes that it's hard to decide who should go there because of the amount of time that they would have to get on TV. or possibly not get. I don't know. I would put Carmelo on Raw. If Trick leaves and ends up leaving and going off of NXT, then I would put Trick on SmackDown. The last time he was on SmackDown, he got a massive pop coming out there to help Melo. And I think he would just fare better on SmackDown. It's a smaller market. He could do great in that mid-card until it was time for him to move forward. You got a lot of wiggle room here. The women are more where I'm more concerned of where they're going to put people and what they're going to do with them. Because you got a lot of people to work with, a lot of people to move. Honestly, and I know this is probably going to sound strange, but I would move Jade back to Raw, especially now with Rhea Ripley going down. I would move her to Raw. Nia would be champion for like maybe a month and a half. I would immediately put that title on Jade, like right now. And I know that splits Bianca and her up from possibly running with the tag team titles, but Bianca could also run with the tag team titles with Naomi if that's what they chose to do. So it's not like it's not possible to keep Bianca out that title scene. There's always a way to do that for now. And I mean, I would just move the women around so we would have a better mix of girls. Put Mia back on Raw. I would move Candice and Indy to SmackDown. I think Candice and Indy could do well on SmackDown, especially as heels. I'd keep her on SmackDown. If Jay goes over to Raw, I would keep Tiffany on SmackDown. There's all kind of ways to do it, but I think that they'll shake it up just fine. I think it'll be an interesting thing to watch when it comes to the shakeups.
Okay, okay. All right, Trey, what do you think?
Y'all crazy.
What?
Just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's going to Netflix. So, you know, Cody gonna do his thing. You know what I'm saying? The Rock. Gonna come through in January, try to get it all together. As far as women, you know what I'm saying? Jade is cool, but you know, Bianca probably could go to Monday Night Raw, and you got who? You got all of all dope. It's It's crazy, but you know, when it comes to January, that's when all of them, yeah, all of them, when it started in January, you gonna see, and you gonna love everything that you do. That's all I know.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't really honestly care where anybody goes, as long as it's like the draft itself is like entertaining. And I think also this has to be me getting more into the sports side of things with like school and stuff. I think, obviously this literally just happened, but like the WNBA draft was like a great example. Like, I thought that was like so entertaining, like everything leading up to it, and it was interesting, and then everything that went on with it afterwards, and like, I loved how all the coverage it's getting. I think obviously if they do it, again, like I said, like more sports-like, and have it mean like, okay, this is like official, or this is like, this means something. I think obviously it helps that the brands are like, you know, they have separate GMs. It's not just like add them over two fucking shows.
Right.
I think that helps with them having like actual like separate GMs. And then with NXT, I think I'd be interested to see if people if only people from NXT get drafted up, or if people, or if NXT themselves are allowed to pick up people.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Which I like think that would help them getting, like, you know how they always like to throw, like, a little bit more seasoned folks or a little bit more vets, you know, in there to help, like, you know, help out and shit like that. So, you know, give people, like, an official home because, you know, we got Tama Tonga floating about. And, yes, he's on SmackDown, but, you know, it'd be good to see, like, you know, an official draft of, like, where people are going and X, Y, and Z. So, love that. So, also with the draft, we did do, like, the Mania live reaction show on the channel, if you guys haven't listened about it, but... you met with it, Trey. You actually went to the show. So, how was it? I know everybody was, talking about how freezing it was the, one night. So, not Sheep Pin and Sol Ruka. I'm sick.
Bullshit.
I only did night one of WrestleMania. I didn't go to night two. It was so much going on in Mania. I also did a content creators dinner and everything. But, I mean, that night one in there, it was grand. It was the best thing that I've seen. I appreciated everything that was going on. Now, the other thing I can say about night one, because I heard what y'all was just saying, also, like, SmackDown and going to Raw. So, the main thing for me is, I don't know, when we talk about Raw and SmackDown, the people that's going there, who's going to be the best for, like, what is it called, Netflix. So, when we look at the draft coming up, like when I was there in Philly, what we was talking about most is like, who's going to end up on Netflix. So I truthfully think Cody is going to Monday Night Raw because The Rock, when he was doing his go around doing interviews and everything, he said that he did his intro literally for being ready for Netflix. So if he's coming back and dealing with Cody, will have to get drafted over to Raw because the way WWE got that $5 billion, they had The Rock signed on, and he said, "Yo, when they start with Netflix, they know I'm gonna be on there doing my stuff." So, do I believe that my dude gonna do the stuff when it comes to like SummerSlam and all that? I don't know. He might not come back until we get to, you know, that Netflix size area. But also being there at night talking to a lot of people, you know, and the results of it. Okay, let me say this because I hear everybody talking. So Rhea Ripley won at WrestleMania, right? Then she got hurt. So I don't know if her arm is like really hurt. But she only had like 2 to 3 more weeks to hold the championship, and she would have beat Bianca's record that she had in the current time, you know, the longest reign in the current mode. But since she lost the belt, Bianca keeps that. So does Rhea stay there? I don't know. I feel like Bianca goes to Monday Night Raw for when Rhea comes back, because I think they was going to post a face next year. So, you know, we got a lot that's going on, but, you know, if one person gets moved, the wife, you know, the husband got to go too. So, you know, if Bianca goes, then Street Profits got to go. I mean, it's a lot from Mania that was going on that, is still not set out yet. So, I mean, I don't know yet. I don't know.
I don't know. I just You know, I'm just a fan.
But Night Wanamania was cool. It was cool and everything, staying away from people. Truthfully, to be out there, I had just got over a sickness, so I was going to some of the events, and then I went to Night Wanamania. I went to the brunch on Sunday, and then Sunday I just chilled at the inn. And then Monday, I actually had a conversation with Bianca Belair.
Oh.
And she basically said that she's looking for that championship and that next phase. You know, they got her and Jay together. They may come out to be tag team champions.
Mm-hmm.
But does Jay go back? Does Jay go to Raw? Because if Jay go to Raw, then Bianca go to Raw. Then, I mean, there's some people on Raw who go to SmackDown. Like right. Damian Priest. I hate to say it, bro. You might as well be going to SmackDown, bro, because they don't want your title. They don't want your title on Netflix. Nothing against your title, but
fair.
That's not the big thing that's going to be on Netflix if Cody's going to be holding on to the belt for a while. So, you know, Mania just got a lot out here that's still out here that I've just been thinking over, and I got a whole little thing that I worked out on the computer that I'm keeping to myself as of now, all some other things that I heard when I was out there, but yeah.
I'm keeping it real close to the vest, y'all. I ain't gonna tell us that. Period.
I honestly didn't even, that's a good point, Sherry, because I was like, I low-key forgot about that Netflix deal.
Yep.
Because I feel like it happened and like no one said anything about it since.
But if you think about how The Rock been behaving now, and they're on network television, the Lord way that Jesus. He's been moving, it makes more sense. It lends more credence to what he's saying, because The Rock will be able to fully do that on live streaming service. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. And
it's literally whatever he wants.
It's mm-hmm. going to go down on Netflix, too, because they're going to be powered to be able to do more than they have to. So, you know, some people going to be on SmackDown, but, you know, everybody ain't getting Netflix like that. But I feel like even though they're doing this draft, the networks for companies next year, well, in September, NXT goes to CW.
Yeah, it does.
I also forgot about that.
Yep. SmackDown is going to USA in October.
Right.
So Raw and SmackDown will be there. And then 2025 in January, Raw goes to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot out there.
Yep.
Which obviously CW, because you think about as a longtime person who's watched CW for like forever, because that's where a lot of my shows would be on, but this is when the CW was all sorts of names. Shout out to the WB, UPN, real back in the day when SmackDown used to be on there, when we used to have Black SmackDown. You know, young kids don't know about that. SmackDown used to be
one of the biggest.
SmackDown was real ghetto for a couple of years, and it was fantastic. Fantastic. So you also, which obviously that's a great point you got, you also have to think about what kind of demographics that they're trying to reach. I think I'm gonna use this as an example. X-Men 97 is a good, I feel like is a great example, because obviously X-Men back in the day, like when it was on, it was so long ago. I don't even remember what X-Men X-Men used to go on. Was it Disney?
It was on Fox.
Or no, it was like Fox or something. Yeah. It was like Fox Kids or something.
Fox on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just remember watching it. I don't remember on what channel it was on. I think it was like channel, I don't know. Anyways,
it was
so,
Fox Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm. For
but also you think about, I love how Rich Holland retired. Anyways, so you think about that, and then you think about, especially its iteration now, Especially if you, spoiler, have watched the newest episode of X-Men, X-Men 97, and how adult that was. And that is something that they never would have been able to get away with had it not been on a streaming service. Even though it's technically on Disney Plus, but at the same time, it's still a streaming service. So it's also to think of that factor. Yes, obviously, we always say, like, and this is like what I like to remind people, like, again, at the end of the day, a lot of the wrestling is marketed towards kids, but they understand that obviously adults, obviously plenty of adults watch. So they can do the kill two birds with one stone, which I think X-Men 97 is doing a great job at as well.
I agree.
Why you do that on a carpet? Fucking cat. Watch X-Men 97 if you guys haven't already. It's really good.
Have your emotions in check if you watch it too.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, never mind.
Yeah. I wasn't as sad as I thought I would be.
Oh, I'm sad. They just, if y'all know who
my favorite... Oh, you favorite, was hurt. You was hurt.
If y'all know who my favorite X-Men character is, they just made me sad.
I was more so mad at... We might need to talk about this off show so we don't spoil this. I was more so mad at old girl. But this is a whole nother...
She should come back tomorrow morning, old girl.
Yes. Because she was getting on my nerves. SCU is doing too fucking much. Between both these dudes. He's doing too much. You need to relax. And pick one.
Oh, that one.
That other old girl, she went through a lot, so I'm giving her a pass. But I feel like I always give her a pass, so that's different. Because, you know, she does a lot. Shout out to Storm, by the way. And Jubilee. I love Jubilee. I want a Jubilee tattoo. Anyways, so, speaking of Impact, so, obviously, we're in a new age of wrestling. Obviously, we have been for, like, years, especially with the onslaught of social media and the access that we have to wrestlers and to the different content, whether it's being able to watch on different pay-per-views and different indie shows and X, Y, and Z and all that. So it's kind of like, what do you think, like, the general impact is of what are your thoughts on, like, how social media has impacted modern wrestling, or whether it's, like, the good or the bad or the ugly or... But not.
You asking me? Nicole, you asking me or are you asking Trey D? I asked if you were asking me.
No, I meant it as a group.
Oh my God. I think it has positive and negative effects, obviously. But this can be analyzed in like three different sections. Positive on the wrestler's part, negative on the wrestler's part, and then you have the IWC, which is a whole other... Oh my God! Ridge Holland is a fucking monster when he wants to wrestle. It's a whole other ball game when you start to add in the IWC and the damage that they can do and the good they can do. So, it's got levels. As far as the wrestlers is concerned, I think it's positive in many ways, but the one I think is the biggest is that they have been able to utilize social media to broaden their brand and their platform and to get themselves out there to where not just one place is the way that they are seen and taken care of. Like, you can be seen and not be a part of WWE. You can be seen and not be a part of AEW. And you can build yourself up and create a brand online that can get you seen by these bigger companies. And it makes things easier negotiating. It makes things easier getting contracts because you'll have a platform that they can utilize as well. So it gives you a little bit of leverage. It gives you a bit of a leg up in the game. The negative side of social media is that oftentimes wrestlers use their wrestling platforms. They've been using it as a part of building a brand and a personal. So you see a lot of their beliefs, which some people don't agree with. You get to see the stupid ass tweets they've tweeted out early in their career, teenage years, all that shit is stockpiled. And you can see that people dig through and find shit on purpose and expose you. You end up in a situation where you done fucked yourself, you know? So, because people don't know how to separate church and state. But focusing more on the wrestlers, I think that social media really benefits them a lot, especially if they work in massive companies like WWE and AEW. They can use that to get brand deals. They can use that to become influencers if they, you know, somehow end up losing their jobs in the wrestling community. They got so many ways to utilize the social media to their benefit that they're almost unstoppable with social media, especially if they're a highly popular wrestler. It's a really good tool. And most wrestlers that I've seen use it properly. They use it to keep communication with their fans. They use it to, you know, promote things. If they're there to promote things, they use it in that capacity. I think it's great. Does it have its downfalls? Of course. Of course it does.
Agree. What about you, Trey?
Next person, I'll be right back.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. All right, well, I'll go. Obviously, I think it's like, a catch 22. Obviously, I think it's great for especially like indie wrestlers for a marketing standpoint. I feel like especially since general marketing in general has changed so much over the years. And I think wrestling is like a great example of like general marketing that's changed. And it's basically, you know, either you adapt and change or everything just kind of just blows past you. But also at the same time, sometimes that could be a negative. Because, you know, obviously there's quite, I don't want to say there's quite a bit, but there's like a small sector, and this is just not just like wrestlers, just fans in general, especially like once you start getting into the stan culture of it, who sort of create these parasocial relationships with these people, and they don't know anything about them. And it becomes like sort of like weird and evasive. So it's obviously finding a balance between, you know, having like a great online presence or relationship with fans without, I mean, sometimes you can't help it and people are just going to be fucking weird regardless. But
yeah,
being able to find a balance, I think. A great example of this, I think, shout out to Lovely. I think she had this tweet the other day. I think she retweeted something and somebody was talking about, okay, like the wrestler, like a wrestler who has like the like best fans. And obviously like Bayley is mentioned. I think that's a great example. I feel like none of them are like crazy or like do too much online or harass or anything like that, but I think that's just kind of like also goes into how she is and how she presents herself and her like and portrays herself. I don't know if anybody else had any other examples or ideas of wrestlers like that, but I think that's like a good example.
I did see Lovely's tweet, and she said that it was Bayley, Biggie, there was a couple other people, but Biggie's fan base is real cool, too. Like, there's not really a lot of rabidness going on in some of the wrestlers' fan bases, I don't really see a lot unless it's somebody like Sasha, Mercedes. If it's somebody like Liv's fan base is rabid. The Bella Twins fan base is rabid. And then too, like sometimes Nicole's right. There's not a lot of things that they can do to control that. Like they aren't feeding into it most of the time. They aren't, you know. So sometimes there's really not much they can do. I don't know. You know, I feel like when it comes to social media, there's a right and a wrong way to use it. I think that Bayley and Big E are very good examples of the wrestlers who use their social medias properly. They don't overshare. They don't, you know, encourage the parasocial relationships that people may form. They utilize their social media as the characters that they are, because that's what you're supposed to do. Drew McIntyre does it. He's starting to do it now. And I think that's a good way to use his social media as well. It can further storylines. It can help create better storylines. And it just, like, we've gotten matches through social media interaction. We've gotten matches and we've gotten feuds. So
shout out to Drew's coach, Tiff.
Not on the coach.
Big coach action out here, you know what I'm saying? Saying that he got to put you on the team and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Don't play with
him. Wow.
He got to put you on the payroll. He said he was fucking up. I mean, literally all he had to do was leave. He was doing too much.
I swear to God. Not to stop the conversation, but y'all, look. If you follow us long enough, you know that I post the reactions and the commentary on Instagram. I decided to start posting stuff to TikTok. And TikTok...
They've been TikTok, taking your shit. Because, look, I saw one and I'm like, okay, and I'm listening to it. I'm like, that's Tiffany. But I'm like, this ain't Tiffany name for the TikTok share. What the hell? And that motherfucker had like... I'm sorry. That boy had like so many listens. And I'm like, and views, I'm like, they done took Tiffany stuff and gave themselves the credit. Like, what?
It's
but you
wild.
Are big on TikTok. Like, they taking all your video.
I didn't even realize that. Because some of the videos I did watermark. That I learned from Tradee. So shout out to you, Tradee, for that one. Because
you got to, boo.
They take it and you'll look up and your stuff is... I saw somebody do it on Instagram. And that pissed me off because I was like, I don't have my account locked, so I can't be tagged. So when you take certain videos from my page and then you're getting all the views for it, like that's fucked up. Just give me my credit, bro. Like, just give me the tag so I can get the credit. So I started watermarking it, but I didn't think, it didn't register to me that Mania was this big. So once I put it up there, and it was late. When I put those videos up, Mania was over. Everything was done. They were moving on. It was time to start fresh. Monday was coming. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and finish uploading these videos. I didn't put nothing up on TikTok for a couple weeks. So I put these up over there. I went to bed. When I got up the next morning, I was getting DMs. And I was like, usually I don't get DMs at 8:00 in the morning. But my phone would not stop vibrating. I'm checking it. They're like, Tiffany, you are all over TikTok. You're all over Facebook. You're all over Twitter. What is going on? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never posted anything to Twitter. Somebody took my video and posted it to Twitter. And then after USA Network commented, I shared that. And I was like, oh, okay. Because they saw the TikTok watermark and was like best commentary, and they put my Twitter name in there. And I happened to look at my mentions, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, what's up, USA Network? You want some commentary? I'll give you some commentary, guys. Like, what's good? Everybody starts commenting, and then I started getting the follows. And then that's when the video took off over on Twitter. Twitter got the biggest numbers. It's at 3.2 million views right now on Twitter, and I did not even post it. The person who posted it didn't tag me until after USA Network did.
Welcome to a million.
And I'm just like, okay, bro. I got people just in my comments on TikTok just screaming, you should have left. You should have left. That's all I'm getting everywhere. Facebook has it. Last time I checked, somebody said it was at 300 something K. My TikTok, I'm still getting, it's nuts. I was like, I ain't never expected none of this shit. Then Drew responds, that made it even bigger. And
well, it's a beautiful thing. When Drew responded, I said, hey, she's out here. And then, hold on. And then you responded back to Drew. Hey, yo, I said, Tiffany out here wilding.
What was that? Not saying nothing.
No, you did exactly what you're supposed to do.
I responded because he needed to hear it. Shit, this is damn true.
Look at Tiffany out here wilding. She is straight wilding for real.
It was something he needed to hear. Then he on the end, he cutting up Monday, and I got tagged, and it was like, Tiffany, do something with your nephew. He tripping. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all want me to do?
You something. You need to, Drew, if you listen to this, obviously, you need a handler at this point. You just tripping, my God. You've really tripped. You need a handler. So, you know, just follow up with Tiffany because he needs some help. Maybe someone to talk to about your anger. I don't know.
Nah, call a therapy. Go get you some therapy.
Okay. You know, therapy.
Don't call me. Call God. Don't call me.
What else we got going? Right.
So, we back to you. So, how do you feel about social? Obviously, so I think since you're the most, I want to say, social media savvy out of all of us, and I think obviously you have a great platform. The YouTube speaks for itself and XYZ. So how do you feel about it?
Well, social media is cool. I mean, it's people that say a lot of stuff. Sometimes I respond, sometimes I don't. But some of the wrestlers, if they go with the right way, you know, people really feel that and actually a follow. Like Drew was on one. Like I was like, this, he wilding out here against CM Punk. CM Punk got at him. I don't know what CM Punk gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Like, get better out here, bruh. Like, they gonna be on Netflix. Mm-hmm. What I mean, but
CM Punk being able to be uncensored, he is going to Netflix.
That's what I'm like. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm like, Netflix, they talking how you can do your thing, and I'm like, hey, if somebody was to cuss and everything, how people try to get upset about wrestling, I mean, you don't you don't really think about it. You can't hear it on like USA Network, but on Netflix and everything, you can go how you want to go. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to be some crazy that's probably going to happen. Cause I'm like, y'all going to be on Netflix. So how is this going to go? We in 2025. So yeah, it's going to be a thing out here. But everybody who follow their social media and like different people and everything, it's cool. I ain't really tripping on them. They try to get mad at me because, you know, I roll with Renegades, Queen Aminata, Sky Blue, you know what I'm saying? I roll with the people like that, but, you know, I can roll with the WWE people because they know me. And we know each other. But, you know, I just keep it to myself. But it's going to get it's gonna get wild because the social media, the people come through and they be like, hey, I'm with you. We waiting for it. Like, it's three or four people that's, like, waiting until the E gets on Netflix. So, you know, I'm out here and I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Netflix. I'm just saying. I wonder if they're going to get a pay increase going on there.
They got, what was it? 10 years, $5 billion?
Yeah, they don't get
double money. Before it started and everything, like, in January and February, people started, like, Seth Rollins had an extension. Becky, no, she didn't have one, but, like, other wrestlers also had extensions and everything and got a new contract. So it's like, y'all ain't telling us nothing. Mm-hmm. But we know y'all out here getting this money for what's coming next. Roman, you know he got some. The Rock, who's a part of the TKO board, he telling everybody, oh, I got paid out here and I'm ready to do it. I'll see you all in January. Like, wait a minute, bro. Y'all got money like that? Mm-hmm. Like, let me get a check.
Right,
yeah. Period. Rock, let me hold a stack. You ain't gonna get it back, but I'ma hold it.
I'll do commentary on Netflix for sure, because I can say the fuck I want on Netflix. So
see, there it is.
I will only do commentary unless asked upon, but you need someone to be looking over them contracts, handling some marketing. You know, I'm a girl. I'm right here.
I'll do commentary. I don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to. I like the behind the scenes stuff. I want to be in the meeting rooms in the production truck. That's where I need to be. That's me.
Oh, Nicole was obsessed with that transition on Monday.
if people did not know or do know, okay. The young OG.
And she's watching NXT.
Period.
Javon Evans, that's the guy.
I love him. I love him so much.
What I have to do is go back to old interviews and pull out clips to where they're talking about. Because, like, 2 years ago, he was talking about stages like this. And it's a few people like that, but my bad, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If people didn't know, especially like back in the day, well, just like in general, I was like a huge, movie buff and TV buff. And like, before, like, I'm doing whatever I want it now. Like, that was like a career field that I was, thinking about entering. 'Cause I always loved like production. I always loved like directing and like making movies, like all of that, like, behind the scenes stuff is always like so interesting to me. And I volunteered at Cannes. When was it? I want to say like 9 years ago, and 10 out of 10 experience. But anyways, I think it was like, no, it was probably longer than I was like young. I was like 20. I don't want to give away my age.
Okay, let's keep moving then.
Early 20. Oh, don't you start.
I said, but anyways, you don't want to give away the aid. Let's keep going.
Don't start. Anyways, I always love that stuff. So that camera shy, especially like what they're doing, that intrigues me. So I'm a very behind scenes girl. Like I love the making of all that. So, you know, obviously you're gonna need some people because you're on Netflix, you're gonna have a Netflix budget. Feel free to reach out. But, and I think obviously, cause I know people try to act like they think MJF is going to show up in WWE sometime soon, but he's not. Obviously he re-signed that contract. And I know people like to talk about like how Becky's and Seth's and like Drew's and someone else's contracts are, up then or about to be up. But I was like, I was like, them people resigned already. Like, let's not. Like, them folks resigned. Like, where do you, so you think, so where the hell do you think they going? Where do you think? To AEW? And do what? But I'm not trying to shit on folks in that place, but I just want people to be for real. But yeah, I think obviously with all that coming up, again, that's like a great way for, especially the way they roll about things, because obviously Drew is someone that would be on the Netflix, CM Punk. You think they're going to let Becky go anywhere? Think her ass is probably going to be on there.
Yeah, and Charlotte coming back, so it's going to be an interesting time.
She should get give or take. Well, speaking of Netflix, who do you think currently, besides obviously like the big name people, could really benefit from being on that type of platform?
I gotta think about. That's got a lot of freedom. Freedom of speech is there, obviously. You got a lot more wiggle room with stories and how the storylines can be played out.
Kevin Owens. Who just could have freedom to go in there and do what they need. And sit off the top that B4-1 with like whatever they want.
B-Fab was an interesting choice. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
No, LA Knight would be a good one.
Who?
LA.
Who?
LA Knight.
New Day.
Yeah.
New Day also.
Randall. Oh. Send Rand. You can put Randy over there.
Randy Orton. Oh,
Jesus, Randy.
Oh. Yeah.
Randy, he'll kill that. Somebody on there.
So.
Yeah.
Let him die. Women wise,
I think I will leave Sammy on Raw.
I would move him.
You would move Sammy?
Yeah, I would move him. I think Sammy would be better on SmackDown. I forgot about them going to Netflix for real.
I did too. I really forgot about them NXT going to CW, because it's like, I felt like it was such a big thing, and that's not to like diminish it. Then it just like, I like it was just in, because there's just been so much after it.
Yeah.
Because like, as Trey liked to say, which I have adopted it, like the switch has been on. All you know is a switch anymore. They just have the lever, it's just on, the handle's broke, it's just broke. It is what it is. They just
full faucet.
They saying run with me, and we're just like, all right, I guess I'm jogging.
I mean, women-wise, Bianca would be a good fit over there. I mean, Jay, obviously. She was cussing and shit before she got to WWE, so.
Chelsea Green.
Yeah, Chelsea would be fun to watch on that. She would be
my fun. My favorite. She's my second favorite butterfly.
Nia would be fun. If she's gonna utilize it to its full potential, then I would enjoy hating on her.
I'm trying to think. Who else?
Mid card wise, Carmelo Hayes would be okay. Trick Williams would be good.
I think Miz would have to be there.
Yeah.
Miz and R-Truth.
Yes.
Yeah, R-Truth is a given.
From what I've been hearing, apparently the family will be called up.
They should be. I mean,
they should be.
They're not going to win that title, so.
No. So I think that's a great avenue, especially with the, show being so long.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be time for them to really develop. And I can't really think of anybody. Alexis, do you have anybody?
Alexis is out.
Oh, she's out. She's messing around with that dog.
The dog, Odie ate her pants. And she is pissed. That dog tore them jeans up.
Wild. I'm trying to think of who else. I'm trying to think of who would do good. You know, the prodigy. Young Roxanne. No, I'm lying. I would put her on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put her on SmackDown. I think Charlotte low-key would be on SmackDown because I feel like USA would be like, okay, they would like sit their foot down for certain people.
USA feel like they need their own people because they like, damn, they going to Netflix. But still with that deal, I feel like people still going to go through both shows and everything. Like, some people going to pop up out there in Netflix.
Yeah. Which I think Charlotte probably would won. Like, yeah, she probably, yeah, I think she'd be on SmackDown, but I feel like she would pop in every once in a while.
I mean, fair. Damn, I'm real mad that I forgot about Netflix. I forgot all about that.
I know, I did too, because that literally changed my thought process on some things.
Brady coming in clutch.
I saw this interesting TikTok, and I really wish I remembered the user's name because I kept trying to find it, and I didn't feel like combing through all these videos to find it again. And obviously, they were talking about Miss Livy Lives' turn, and obviously, in like her being like in hindsight, you know, she was right for what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how anybody feels about it, but he was like talking about, and he was like, at first I said, okay, you on some dumb shit, but then I listened to him, I said, oh, you might be onto something. And he was talking about how he was like, when she made the comment in her promo, and she was very poignantly was like, I'm going to take everything from you. And he said she said that multiple times, and it's like, you know, she has in a sense, like, you know, she took, like, she's taking time away, like, her, like, TV time away, and then she took her title. But then he was like, what is left for her to take? And he was like, Judgment Day. And I was like, I don't know, where are we going? And I was like, so basically in hindsight, and again, I don't play video games, but he was saying there's a storyline in the new 2K24. He's like, if you play as a girl,
mm-hmm.
that you're basically like, start off with Rhea or something like that, you know, and things happen, X, Y, and Z. And you start to get integrated in Judgment Day. But something happens, like you go back and forth, and then you're basically trying to do something, and then you end up trying, you know, and then Dom ends up liking you, so you manipulate your way, you use that and manipulate your way into Judgment Day.
Mm.
And again, I don't play video games, I haven't played a video game, I'm never going to play that 2K24, but and he was like, you're thinking, so what else? He's like, so what's her way into Judgment Day to take the rest of what she lost or take everything away from her? And I was like, I was like, that's interesting. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't think I ever would have thought to go that route necessarily. But I just want to see what your guys' thoughts on that. Because I thought that was very interesting.
I wouldn't have played as a girl, so I don't know.
I haven't gotten that far in the game, so I haven't gotten to that part.
But yeah, but I'm not saying, like, obviously not as a game, but what if you think, is that something that had, in hindsight, played on TV? I don't think if I were to do that, I wouldn't have her manipulate Dom, because I feel like that's very low hanging fruit. I would go after Priest or Finn.
Priest seems like the easiest one. Finn is not like not the easiest.
Actually, no, I would go Finn. Finn would probably be able to clock it a little bit.
Because by the time she comes
maybe.
Back, I feel like Judgment Day going to be on the outs. But you already saw the starting of it Monday with Finn and Priest. Finn asked about the tag team titles, and Priest just completely sidestepped him and was like, no, you need to be focusing on Jey Uso right now. I was like, So we ain't going to acknowledge nothing he said. Okay.
He said, fuck them tag titles.
Yeah.
I mean, like, same, honestly.
I don't know. I think that's interesting.
Y'all held them for long enough. You'll be all right.
I think that's a very interesting story.
That's a wild concept.
It'd be interesting, especially if Liv don't get the championship. She can still take everything from Rhea, or at least tear down everything Rhea built. I don't know. That'd be interesting to watch play out. But next week, they're supposed to crown a new champion. And they did not announce how they was going to do that. And that's what I was like. They showed Liv and they showed Nia, but they didn't say anything else about who was going to be involved in that or how that was going to work out.
Call that a cliffhanger. I like it. And the only reason I like it is maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, everybody used to always fantasy book and everything for that other company.
Mm-hmm.
But now, every time I'm looking on social media, we fantasy booking whatever's going on in the E.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably give you more maybe on Friday. Because don't they got the King of the and Queen of the Ring tournament coming up? Would they replace it with the championship thing or do it beforehand? Did they say in 2 weeks?
The championship is getting crowned next week. They said next week a new champion is crowned. Yeah. Because the draft they start Friday.
Damn, I thought in 2 weeks, but okay.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Battle Royale.
You know what?
I low-key think it's going to be a ladder match.
Or it'll be like a gauntlet match. But a ladder match might make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
These are interesting times. Is the best way to explain it.
Not though. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to get into it about that company. I'm not even going to start.
So, we got anything else we need to talk about?
No, anybody, any final thoughts? I know Trey, you went to, I forgot what show it was, in Chicago. And you talk about any, like, some indie shit that you saw off of Mania or recently that you liked or other than that, and then we could get out of here after that.
Go on YouTube. Check that shit out. Shit was nice. Look out for YouTube, some other stuff happening this weekend. But yeah, man. At We Love Wrestling, WELUV Wrestling, YouTube.com/wrestling. We Love Wrestling, down for the count. You know what I'm saying? Just listen, watch everybody, look at everything going on. And Tiffany got some issues. But we mess with it, you know what I'm saying? It's great. So love y'all. And wrestling's going to a new time now. I'm loving it. It's a new age right here. You know, we doing something. Shout out Triple H.
Yeah. Well, y'all can always follow us on our socials. Okay. We in the middle of watching NXT right now. They're supposed to have a cage match tonight, and then tomorrow is spring. Well, next week is spring break in. Trick Williams is supposed to go up against Ilya. If he loses, he's gonna leave NXT forever. If he wins, he'll be champion. So I think he's gonna win personally. I don't think he's gonna lose.
I think he's gonna win too, because I think old boy getting drafted.
Yeah, because they went and had a match on Raw. And it was like a showcase match. He had a really good reaction to Ilya. Like, they really liked Ilya on the main roster. So I think Ilya.
Him and Gunther in Berlin.
Oh. You know what?
I'm just putting, because they got a show in Berlin. I'm just seeing matches that's probably gonna happen over there. So.
That hit though. I would watch that. Sheamus came back Monday, so you got Sheamus coming back. Love that.
Shout out to Shamey back. You know, glad that glad we got our little nightlight back.
That's wild shit, bro. But yeah, Monday Night Raw this week is pretty somber for a Monday Night Raw. But it was okay. You had some good moments in there. The draft is next Friday on the 26th. And again, Rhea Ripley is injured. From my understanding, she got injured at WrestleMania, and then the injury got it got exacerbated from the hit with the chair.
That chair hit was funny. I don't even care.
So,
because you saw, it was just nothing. She was just standing there going, bump, and I was like, whoa. I was like, where did that chair come from?
It was some boondock
shit. That was funny. You should have been paying attention, sis.
I mean,
how you miss a whole chair flying at you?
Stop, please.
Couldn't be me.
So we had that. They've decided that the new champion is going to be crowned next week. Nicole's idea of a ladder match for that sounds perfect to me. I don't see why it has to go any other way. I think a ladder match would be...
I just want some violence.
Right. And the girls need it. The girls have it. Well, Monday they got showcased. They had a bunch of matches on Monday for the women. It was at least three, bare minimum. So... they got shown a lot Monday, and it was a lot more women shown. It was at least two tag team matches, if I recall. So they had a lot going on, but it wasn't like over the top, insane, crazy. Then the tag team titles got introduced, the new titles for the World Tag Team Championships. I saw most of the discourse online about those titles was that they loved it. There were some people who didn't like it. Some people were upset that they split the titles up. And I was just like, bro, I don't care. I'm not arguing with you about this. I don't care about how you feel about it. The titles need to be split. They did need new titles. Out of all of the titles that had been getting a revamp, the tag team titles needed them especially. So
happy they got split up, man.
Yeah. So they got new gold over there. Hopefully on Friday, we'll see what Theory and Waller are going to get. But
it's going to look like Cody's belt.
Yeah.
It's going to look like Cody's. Yeah. They'll be Universe. WWE. What are they?
That WWE.
But what is Cody? Because they low. Is he the Universal? Or no, they dropped some part of that.
He's the Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
Champion.
Yeah.
I think it's Undisputed. I think the Universal got dropped.
So he's the undisputed WWE champion. So they probably will just have him have the boys have the WWE tag team championships, which is fine. And they'll look similar to Asuka's and to similar to Bayley's and Cody's titles. So
he was like three champions behind Tiff.
Ciao. So that's fine.
You're right. Them tag championships gonna look just like the world championships.
Mm-hmm. So that's fine. And R-Truth and them get the hold on.
I didn't care as long as they didn't look like them fucking
them fucking token
ass coin belts.
They hate them belts so much. I'm crying.
Hate it.
Other than that, and that cool transition they had. They had a lot of cool transitions on Monday, though, if I'm being fair. I don't know who's working backstage or who replaced Kevin Dunn in that department, but...
I got his name. Hold on. Someone tweeted it to me. Let me find it. Because I was tripping about it last night.
2 weeks in a row they didn't did it. I like the backstage shots.
I love it.
Yeah.
Where was it? Where's his damn name? Nope, that's not it. Lee Fitting, that's his name.
No, he's doing a really good job at the smooth transitions between the segments and how you transition from superstar to superstar. It's really, really, really good. And it just gives that show some fluidity that it definitely needs. It's not as choppy. It's really good. Other than that, we're going to end this on something on social media. When it comes to Javon Evans, somebody on social media called the boy a slave. This white guy got a podcast. I do not know his name. I'm going to be honest. I did not take the time to figure out who he was, nor do I care. This is a prime example of people not being smart about how to use their social media. There was a clip going around where they were looking at Javon Evans in one of the digital exclusives. And it was, I think it was in response to his very first win on NXT on the main show. And he was backstage and he's young, so he's still learning. They were telling him he had to wrap it up. Like, you got to go. It's time to go. He looked to the left of him to basically see the person who was telling him to wrap it up. And that's not what he was supposed to do. So the man is on his podcast and he's just like, who is this kid? He doesn't know. He's terrible. He's a slave. And I'm just like, they was lighting his ass up in the comments. I'm going to tell y'all, sometimes I get what he's trying to say is bogus. It was silly. But he just should have. He had a better way to say it. And he just said it incorrectly. And it was disrespectful to it was disrespectful to Javon. It was disrespectful, period. And they was lighting his ass up on social media. I mean, they was tearing him up. As far as I know, he had his stuff set to private last time I checked. But he called the boy a slave. He defended himself, but some of y'all just got to learn how to keep those intrusive inner thoughts to yourself. Not everything needs to be said. We going to leave it.
Looks like they wrote Gulak off of TV.
He did that to himself. He didn't even have to say nothing. He outed himself. Stupid.
And drew the Gulak?
Yeah.
They had the family say that they took care of him.
Damn.
It's HBK say he wasn't playing no games and no allegations.
Oh, see, Roxanne, you over there talking shit.
I say he's not. I say HBK again say he played no games with allegations. He said not in my baddie factory over here at NXT. Are they actually all that cage matches tonight? Yeah, fuck that dude. I mean, not Gulak. I mean, whatever, but that other dude. And, you know, just ignore that shit.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere with the slave talk. He got everybody on Twitter in a frenzy and everything. Seems like he done something like that beforehand with other people. So, you know, I hope to not see him because I've seen him at TNA shows. And he got that TNA picture up there with him and Chris Bay. But I've seen him out before, but excuse me. Yeah, man. Stay away. Being disrespectful like that is crazy, but you got to ignore
these
people.
Say that to nobody in person.
But Javon, you bold enough to say it online. And this, and I don't mean it no harm, but he's 19 years old. He's a kid. And, like, he's still learning. He's still trying to figure out how to maneuver shit. Like, get full of fucking break, bro. To call him a slave is just disrespectful. You knew what you was doing.
Yeah. He's 19 from North Carolina with wrestling. He was a part of a tag team called the Wrestling Prodigies. It's just me giving y'all like a line. He did a training session back in the day with wrestling with FTR, Dax Harwood. He won that. You saw him on AEW Dark and everything doing his thing. He had opportunities. He did his tryout for NXT, and now he's there. I saw him at the last Ashe show. First time I also saw him was during the pandemic. Nicole, I don't know if you remember, I went to a show that What Truly Matters that was down there. That first black show they did in somebody's backyard. That's where I first laid eyes on him. Being what he is, but to call somebody like that a slave and just think it's cool and everything, and you out here trying to be a wrestling fan, like, dude might get, Javon gonna be a star, but old dude might get hurt. I don't know.
And that's gonna be a him problem.
Yeah, I hate to say it like that, but to call somebody a slave, like, that's how disrespectful we want to be. That's like, it's a lot of wrestlers out here that we don't mess with, but we ain't went as far as you went it. You got the audacity to do that, and you think you're doing something? Hmm. Got you.
Because, you know, some of them folks, especially some of them indie dudes, they fight you for saying less.
Because they ain't got nothing to lose.
Some of them indie dudes see him, he know it's going down. Because I've seen when GCW was here, one of the wrestlers was going to fight somebody in the crowd because he made a comment remark. And it's like, bro, you made your remark, so they actually looking for you. You got to hide out for a minute. That's all I got, man. Fuck that dude. Forgive him. And just, we love wrestling, so just love wrestling.
Right, I mean, it ain't just him. It's a bunch of people. They people going after Samantha. They don't like the fact that Samantha was crying at Mania.
Oh, they want to be down for the count.
Babe. They upset. They
don't like gosh.
They don't like she was crying at
Mania. They don't like it. This is still a male sport. Okay. It's still a guy saying, I don't like to see my announcers crying. Like, get yourself together. And it's just like, y'all are still, y'all, it's 2024. Mania was emotional for a lot of people. I'm like, even Cody was crying. Cody's crying. Seth out there crying. Seth cried.
Cody cries every two to three business days.
Leave Cody alone. Leave Cody alone.
I will not.
Leave that man alone. Seth was out there crying earlier in the night when he told Drew. He was telling him, like, your ass better do what you're supposed to do. This is your moment. You got the title. You gave him the championship. Now he cried. He was crying when he walked away. Then he was crying when he was out there helping Cody. You had everybody that was out there that was standing with him. Like, his wife is crying. Everybody's crying. His mother standing there crying. They all was crying. Everybody was crying. Like,
exactly. That's my point. Everybody's always crying. And that family. Why? Stop it.
Leave that man alone.
Go to bed, Cody.
Ain't no wrong with you crying.
No, it's not. But I don't need to see it all the time.
He was like, I don't know if it was a word.
Sometimes you just gotta sniff that tear up.
I'm like, oh, well, Samantha could be at work that she was crying. I'm like, she's a ring announcer.
Yeah. Oh shit. Hey, Meek Mill, he had his little thing and they had me at WrestleMania. So I got sent the inbox and everything. Like, I saw it. Well, people was like, yo, you and Suzy, like, y'all, you doing the thing. And I'm like, bro, I know what it is. It's Meek Mill. We doing it all. They like, but it's crazy. I'm like, bro, here we go. But yeah, you got to watch what it's doing out here. Because, you know, when you watching wrestling and you enjoying it, you just keep moving and doing your thing.
series.
We're trying to get out of here.
Man, he almost killed this man.
All right.
So anybody have any last lingering thoughts?
Nope.
I can't believe he did that fucking moonsault. That is crazy. Ooh, I think his nose is broke.
Oh, God.
What match y'all on?
AOP match.
Briggs and Ivar. I think his nose is messed up.
Oh, maybe serving Malik and Idris up. They don't be letting them get no fucking traction ever.
Shout out to Oba Femi.
Now, why y'all do that? I'm going to bust Shawn Michaels and his bald-headed ass head. They be fucking them up. All right. We finna get out of here. We'll talk to y'all next time.